Hello and welcome to Under the Microscope. I'm Raymond Tongakar. For more than 20 years, Wendell Potter worked as a public relations executive for Humana and Cigna, two of the largest insurance companies in the U.S. Then in 2008, he left to become a whistleblower of the insurance industry. Since then, he's been an advocate for consumer protection and has testified in Congress on the bad practices of the insurance industry. On a recent visit to Colombia, Potter sat down with KBIA's health reporter, Harum Helmi, to talk about the Affordable Care Act. Potter started by discussing his decision to leave his career in public relations.
I frankly just got so disillusioned and ultimately disgusted with what I was doing. When I was a journalist, my goal was to try to report the truth and to educate my readers, who were people who would read my stories, and to try to inform them and to be as unbiased and as forthcoming as possible. But I realized toward the end of my career in PR in the insurance industry that I was doing the exact opposite of that many times. I got pretty disgusted with what I was doing for a living.
Do you have a specific example, maybe, the first thing that came to mind?
You know, what really got me thinking about this was the fact that my company and every other insurance company is really trying to move more and more of us into high-deductible plans. And part of my job was to persuade the public that this was good for everybody, that including people of modest means, that people should have more, as we called it, skin in the game to have more of an understanding of the cost of health care. That was the justification for moving people into these so-called consumer-directed plans, which, of course, is a euphemism. I knew from my own research that these are not good plans for people who don't have a lot of money.
You know, you talk about this a lot, I'm sure, but you want to talk a little bit about these practices that you've observed?
Yeah, the status quo is very profitable for health insurance companies, and these practices have evolved over the years, such as refusing to sell coverage to people who've been sick in the past, who have what the industry calls pre-existing conditions, and canceling coverage of people when they get sick, and purging their small business accounts when an employee or dependent gets sick because insurance companies don't want to pay the medical bills. And this is one of the reasons I came to understand why we have 45 million Americans now who don't have insurance. And it's not because those folks don't want to have coverage. It's because for most of them, they can't either afford to pay for premiums or they've been blackballed by the insurance industry. The insurance companies turn down about a third of all the applicants of people who apply in what's called the individual market, people who can't get coverage through their workplace. And we need to fix those kinds of things.
What the Affordable Care Act tries to do is eliminate these unfair practices.
That's right. And that's why I think Americans need to know a lot more about what this law does. And in fact, almost every poll shows that when people are told what actually the law does to protect them, they're very supportive. They just have been led to believe that it does things that it does not do. And so that's why you see that a lot of people currently, even though it's been the law of the land for 3 years, are confused about it and say that they don't support it. And another reason is because there has not been, I don't think, a very good job of explaining the law by those who were involved in passing it, and including the Obama administration and healthcare reform advocates. They just really haven't had, to a certain extent, at least the advocates haven't, the resources to do it. And it's become such a very politicized issue.
And, you know, that kind of conversation really doesn't add much.
It doesn't add much. And in fact, it leaves people confused. They don't really know who to believe. And that's what I'm trying to do when I go from place to place, is to lay out what really is in the law and what it tries to do. And I take people back to an understanding of why we had to have reform in the first place, and to remind people that when the debate on health care reform began, a large majority of Americans supported reform because they knew that the healthcare system was in really bad shape.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you had a good informative blog post recently about how Obamacare would introduce more competition, which would, you know, benefit consumers. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
That's right. And that's another thing I want people to come to understand, that it actually will foster competition, and it actually preserves the system of private insurance companies in this country in ways that are really important for people who support private insurance companies or want to have the option of buying coverage for private insurance companies and to have a choice. Most of us, if we stop to think about it, don't have much of a choice when it comes to buying insurance. If we get it through the workplace, we usually get whatever our companies or our employers say that we'll have. We don't have a choice. We don't get a vote to choose it. And those of us who buy it at the individual market often have very limited choices. In most states, there are one or two big health insurance companies that dominate. The Affordable Care Act, through the insurance exchanges or marketplaces that will be up and running on October the 1st, will bring a lot more competition to the health insurance world. So we'll have a lot more choice, and not only that, we'll be able to compare one health plan with another in ways we haven't before. They'll be required to provide information to us in standard language. So I think that, in combination with help from these navigators, will help people understand what they need to do.
Right. And I guess there's kind of like a big campaign maybe from the insurance company saying that, oh, this is actually going to increase rates.
And it's coming from the insurance industry because the motive here is to try to get people to be afraid of reform and to get them to think that these consumer protections are not in their best interest. It's deception is what it is. The reason they're doing this is because they want Congress or state lawmakers to try to change the law as it's being implemented to benefit insurance companies to scuttle some of these consumer protections.
So, and you also had another blog about just the loopholes that exist in the Affordable Care Act and how the insurance companies are going to try to exploit that. Do you want to share a little bit about that as well?
Yeah, when you write a law, it can't be, I guess, as watertight as you wish it would be. And insurance companies and other special interests hire teams of lawyers to go over every word in a new law, looking for loopholes and to try to avoid offering treating their customers the way that Congress intended. And they're finding out, apparently, that in some circumstances they can sell policies to small businesses and avoid the consumer protections that the law intended. So they're trying to get away with this. I don't think they can get away with it because I think the awareness of their efforts will lead to some regulations at the federal level, maybe the state level, that will keep them from doing that.
That was KBIA's health reporter Hadum Helmi speaking with Wendell Potter. He's a consumer protection advocate and author of the book Deadly Spin. And that'll do it for this week's Under the Microscope. I'm Raymond Tongakar. Thanks for listening.